Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
You know, I'm not supposed to comment on the news, but it has to be said, why would you not wear a seatbelt? It's just ridiculous. I genuinely cannot remember a time when I forgot to wear a seatbelt. And in, I don't know, 25, 30 years of driving, I think I've only had to remind a passenger to do that once. You know, it's just stupid. Anyway, 5:33. Last year, staff at Cambridge Assessment raised enough money through charity activities to send every child from a village in Chapata, Zambia, to school for a year. The education organisation based on Hills Road chose the SOS Children's Villages as their charity of the year in 2017. They've just heard back as to how the money was spent. Kesha Wozniak has been speaking to them.
I'm Sian Dowson. I've been working on the charity committee for about 5 years, and we do all sorts of things to raise money for various charities. We raised £11,182 for SOS Children's Villages, which was enough to send 119 children in Chapata to school for a year, which was the whole village's worth of children.
But you didn't expect that?
No, it's more than we've ever raised before. We normally raise about £5,000 in a year, so we set ourselves an ambitious target of sending 50 kids to school, which we thought would cost £8,750. A number of things happened throughout the year that meant that we raised more than that, and we ended up being able to send 120 children to school.
Those are all the children in the village.
That's true. That was one of the nicest bits of news, that it would have gone further. It would have sent more kids to school, but they ran out of kids. So they spent the rest of the money on materials for the school.
And how did it happen that Cambridge Assessment English got involved with SOS Children's Village?
Every year, the staff pick a charity of the year, and we do that by choosing a number of charities for them to vote from, and SOS was one of them. They match our corporate values really closely. They are heavily involved with children and with education, and we felt like it really, really matched up with what we do as an organisation. So staff voted, they won, and we're really happy to work with them. They were great.
What activities happened throughout the year?
All sorts. We did bake sales, and lots of bake sales, and book sales, and a produce sale, and we ran a challenge where staff tried to walk the distance to Chapata by counting steps. So that was really different. We'd never done that before, and it worked really well.
So how many steps is it?
I don't know how many steps it is, but it's something like 5,000 miles. So it was quite a long way. And people got into teams and tried to walk that far together. And we had a prize for the people who walked the furthest, the people who raised the most money. So that got up a lot of interest in what we were doing.
There was one special activity I've heard of.
There was a mystery person who shall remain nameless and who I don't know the identity of, genuinely, started crocheting little creatures for people. And they weren't doing it for charity initially. They just landed on people's desks and people were sort of flummoxed and delighted by these things. And one day somebody got a clanger made out of wool, and they said on our work social network on Yammer that they had donated £10 to SOS Children's Villages because the mystery crocheter, as they became known, had left them this thing. So after that, it genuinely snowballed. We had almost nothing to do with it. One of the people on the committee had a contact with the crocheter, so through her, the crocheter took requests and made lots of different creatures for people. And they're making sort of 3 or 4 things a week at times. I got a whale shark, which was great. And people were donating between 10 and sometimes 30 or 50 pounds at a time. We auctioned some stuff off that they'd made. We had a dragon at the end of the year that got auctioned off for 50 pounds. And that raised 2,000 pounds by itself, which was incredible.
What does being involved in the charity mean for you?
It's brilliant. It's one of the best things I do. I'm so proud of it. It's a way that Cambridge English can really, really, really do something wonderful. And it's a great way to bring staff together. But we make a big difference. We try and choose smaller charities where our money will go quite far, which is a nice thing with SOS. We could see that that money was going to help a real number of children. And it's been lovely. I love it. It's really important to me.
What is the charity that Cambridge Assessment English is going to support in 2018?
We're actually supporting two charities this year. The charity committees from the various business streams have joined together to make one big super committee. And we're going to support Jimmy's Night Shelter, who are in Cambridge and look after the homeless population of Cambridge, and a charity that's new to us called the Plastic Oceans Foundation, who campaign to educate people about plastic waste and the damage it has on the oceans.
Do you have any expectations for this year?
Not really, because this is a new thing, us all being joined together. It means that instead of working for 400 staff, we're working for 2,000 staff. So we have no idea how much we're going to raise. Hopefully enough, hopefully loads. And Cambridge, our corporate board, will continue to match our donations, which is great.
My name is Yossi Osman. I'm also on the charity committee at Cambridge Assessment English. And we're just really, really pleased with our latest announcement that the money we raised in 2017 for SOS Children's Villages went a lot further than we actually thought it did. And we've now funded for the whole village's children to go to school for a year.
Why did the announcement come only now?
It's come out now because we actually only found out last week, basically, that the money that we raised, which is over about £11,000, which we thought was sending 64 kids to school, went a lot further because of the village that it's in Zambia, Chipata, that every child in Chipata is now going to school. So it's absolutely brilliant.